Blackstone Audio presents Borders of Infinity by Lois McMaster Bujold. For John. 1. You have a visitor, Lieutenant Vorkosigan. A little glassy panic twitched in the normally matter-of-fact corpsman's face. He stepped aside to let the man he escorted enter Miles's hospital room. Miles caught a glimpse of the corpsman retreating hastily even before the door hissed shut behind the visitor. Snub nose, bright eyes, and an open, mild expression gave the man a false air of youth, though his brown hair was graying at the temples. He was slight of body, wore civilian clothes, and radiated no aura of menace, despite the corpsman's reaction. In fact, he had scarcely an aura at all. Work as a covert agent in his early days had given Simon Illion, chief of Barayar's Imperial Security, a lifelong habit of being inconspicuous. "Hi, boss," said Miles. "You look like hell," Illion noted agreeably. "Don't bother saluting." Miles snorted a laugh, which hurt. Everything seemed to hurt except his arms, bandaged and immobilized from shoulder blades to fingertips. They were still numb from the surgical stunners. He wriggled his hospital-gowned body further into his bedclothes, futilely seeking comfort. "How was your bone replacement surgery?" asked Illion. "About what I expected from having my legs done before. The ugliest part was opening up my right arm and hand to pick out all the bone fragments. Tedious. The left went a lot faster. The pieces were bigger. Now I get to sit around for a while to see if the marrow transplants are going to take in their synthetic matrix. I'll be a bit anemic for a while."
"I hope you are not going to make a habit of returning from your mission."